This episode is brought to you by BundleRabbit.com, Earth's most accessible book bundling marketplace. Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of nearly 30 books, more than 30 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, coming to you from up in the crow's nest with my spyglass on this daily voyage through the dicey waters of business, craft, learning, and art in the writing life. Today we hear from Roland, who has feedback on paperback trim sizes.
Something to consider if you sell and ship your own books is what size box or envelope they'll fit in. Most go media mails, so we keep envelopes of the right size handy. But priority gets costly with bigger trim sizes. Several of our smaller books are roughly 5x8, so I can pack a few in a small USPS flat rate box, about $5 per box. Our bigger books take a medium box, packing materials, and 10 extra dollars.
Important considerations.
It would be very convenient if they just provided boxes that were book size, and big book size, and small book size. But I don't think booksellers are a priority in box manufacturing.
Well, not even mail is a priority in the mail, but that's a whole other topic. Yeah. Good info, Roland. Thank you very much. That matches up pretty well with our experience, too, which is one of the reasons that we've been slow to move off of 5x8s, even though, frankly, I'm writing books that are too thick to be reasonably published in that format. For those of you who are working the convention circuit, take note. That'll save you some money. Thank you very much, and we'll see you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty Nakian and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2019 J. Daniel Sawyer and the production is copyright 2019 Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.
Join the conversation. Submit a question, leave a comment, or a creative death threat. Or find me at jdsawyeronminds.com or hit me at feedback@jdsawyer.net. We can't do it without you.